WONY Oneonta. Joe here at 90.9 FM WONY. Scenes from an Italian restaurant. Yeah, we were supposed to go see Billy Joel last Friday night. Him and Sting up in Syracuse. According to his website, though, he's been having some medical issues, so he canceled. Doctors told him he needs to take 4 months off, and well, let's hope April 2026 they reschedule that concert. Hiya, hiya, Johnny G with you. This is the Rewind Cafe. You'll be hearing stuff from the 60s, 70s, 80s, and I don't know, who knows, maybe some 90s too. But I'll be with you to 2 o'clock, and we're going to kick things off right now. David Bowie. Valentine's, 'cause I don't 9 FM WONY with Tom Petty.
Let's move before they raise the fire. it meant to you now. I took her home.
Free with All Right Now on the Rewind Cafe. Johnny G along with you on a nice looking Tuesday afternoon. Enjoy it. Winter's coming back tomorrow. Yeah, right? Welcome to upstate New York. I'll be with you till 2 o'clock today. And I just read some interesting news. Van Halen, I remember I was back in school at that time when their Diver Down album came out. I think it was like their fifth or sixth album. Spent about 65 weeks on the charts. Obviously, it did really well. Critics did not like it. There was a number of remakes on that album when it was released. And only because the studio was after Van Halen to put out another album. So they just did a bunch of remakes. But, of course, the big song on that album was Jump. Went all the way to number one. And Spotify has just announced that Jump is now in the Billions Club. That means Jump has been streamed over a billion times. And that song, Jump, has officially joined other songs that have made it to the billion streaming mark. Paradise City, Guns N' Roses, Aerosmith, Dream On, and Metallica, Enter Sandman. And Van Halen right now with a remake from the Kinks. 101.9 FM with Boston. And something about you on a Tuesday afternoon. Johnny G in with you in the Rewind Cafe. That from their debut album, which sold millions and did really well for them. An artist that I always really liked and could listen to over and over, and he's had some career. I mean, he's played with Tina Turner, the Bee Gees, and I came across this video on YouTube. He even got to play with Bruce Springsteen, and if you ever see this video, you got to take a look at it, because Bruce Springsteen is looking at Chuck Berry like, man, I'm playing with Chuck Berry.
I'm gonna win ya. I'm gonna get ya. I'm gonna get ya. Get ya.
101.9 FM on the radio.
It must have fallen.
Funk Railroad here on the Rewind Cafe. Mark Farn on the lead vocals there. Johnny G along with you on a Tuesday afternoon. So I got a question for you. What do all of these items have in common? Elton John's album, Goodbye Yellow Brick Road. Chicago's debut album, Chicago Transit Authority. The original cast recording of the Broadway show Hamilton. Amy Winehouse's Back to Black, Microsoft's reboot chime, and the soundtrack to the Minecraft video game. Well, they've all been selected as some of the defining sounds of history and culture, and they're all going to join the National Recording Registry of the Library of Congress. But the Microsoft reboot? I don't know. That is Creedence here at WORNY Oneonta, 90.9 FM, the Rewind Cafe. Johnny G along with you on a Tuesday afternoon. And we got some sporting activity coming up this Friday. The Lady Red Dragons will be on the softball field at 3 o'clock. Potsdam will be in town. And then the baseball team, they're going to be on at 3 o'clock also up on their field with Fredonia visiting. Good luck.
And I went into a dream.